Hey Mario, thank you so much for getting on and sharing your testimonial after a single session. Can you please tell everyone who you are, what you do, and what's your life like and what you were trying to get out of the session?
So my name is Mario Dominguez. I am a entrepreneur. I have an online fitness business, and what I was dealing with before, is that was the question? So what I
Yes.
was dealing with before was just internal struggles with my relationship. I feel like there's just a lot of damage and trust that I've hurt, and it's been a consistent pattern that I wasn't aware about. Just my personal relationships with women, and that brought a lot of stress, that brought a lot of anxiety in my life, that it like stifled me to show up in my business, especially in a time where I'm like growing and expanding. Obviously the world right now is crazy, and that I am super fortunate to expand my business during this time, hiring people. I'm actually hiring a lot of people, and I've just hired these people, and then I'm having this internal conflict with my partner, and I just, overall learned that I was the one in the wrong, and I was just blinded from that. So I really just wanted to dive deep into why I was untrustworthy, I was deceitful, and why I just made this a pattern to not commit fully when I say I'm going to commit to a partner.
Nice. And what were you expecting to go into the session? A lot of people have hesitations on what it's like. They don't know what they're going to expect. I told you it's going to be a simple conversation and that you have nothing to be afraid of because I'm going to be there to support you all the way through. And the worst thing that was going to happen is that you would be tired. A lot of people have this fear that they're not going to be able to manage their emotions completely. So when they do any emotional work or any inner healing or any shadow work, whatever transformation that they're looking for in a deep dive mindset piece, a lot of them are afraid that they won't be able to manage their emotions afterwards. Did you have any of that going in? What did you expect? And did you have any fears or hesitations?
Fuck yes. I had a
Sorry, Mario, the audio is a little
ton.
choppy. Can you give it a second?
I was hesitant of, on the call talking to you, just like, oh, should I do this? Should I do this? And it just, yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now, your
Can you hear
audio.
me?
It's a little choppy, but yeah, I could hear you much better. Can you say that again?
Okay. Yeah, so I just had a lot of resistance and just a lot of hesitation on doing this. But my gut told me that I should do it, because I feel like there are just a lot of inner work that I could accomplish. So I stepping into the call, just even prior doing that, the anticipation of it made me scared because I'm like, man, I'm gonna do all these things and talk about all this stuff. It's gonna make me cry. Like, I don't wanna cry that much. I don't wanna be in the deep sadness for 3 days. I didn't want to feel like that because I've already kind of felt down the whole week, the whole, like I haven't been showing up for my clients, for my people. And it just like I hesitated because I was like, fuck, I'm gonna go through this crazy just vicious cycle of like sadness, I guess. And that was just the anticipation of it. That was just the fear that I trust in my gut. I trusted my intuition to just do it and just make it happen, because if I didn't do it now, like I was just gonna hesitate on it over and over again. So yeah, I expected a lot of grieving, but it wasn't that. It wasn't that at all. Like, you didn't make me feel safe. It wasn't just a normal conversation. It was actually like weird how it healed me, and just weird how the words and things that you made me do, it was just like, it seemed weird, but it did feel healing, and I did feel a release.
Good. And then what was your experience like after too? Because that's a something that other people want to know is how was it after we got done the session?
Well, I felt light, I felt good about the situation. You know, like, I know that I caused pain in my partner's life, and she didn't actually do anything that deserves the way she feels right now. And I was all really me. And like, personally, I felt like really calm and certain about the situation that it's happening for me. And that I was just kind of happy that I felt good about it, you know, like, and I made my peace with it and by addressing it, because so many things that we do to like suppress it or be kind, become unaligned with things that just give us like the escape for our flow state or just our mission or alignment. And I, you know, like, I didn't feel like the need to smoke weed or binge watch or do certain things that like I would do to suppress an emotion. And I, you know, just finally feel like that, like the area where tense and the emotions that were stored in the body that were pain, it released. And I just kind of, I just feel really peace. I just feel good about the situation now. Like, I feel really good about the situation. Like, I know I'm loving my partner from a distance right now, and I'm letting her heal while I'm doing my inner work to figure out why I'm doing this, why I'm showing up as like as that. Like, I know I could be better. And, you know, I felt like empowered, really, like empowered of like, okay, like I'm doing the work. I know what I need to do, and I know who I want to be. I am not my emotions. I'm not those actions that don't, you know, reflect my values. And I just got that sense of clarity again, and just that momentum that I feel like I needed emotionally to show up physically for the people that are dependent on me. Like I feel like a big shift is about to occur.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So what would you say to people who are kind of on the fence or who are hesitant or are curious but don't know what it's like? What would you say to someone like you when you had all those hesitations and fears, and what would you say to them now? Because I was trying to tell you when you were expressing to me your concerns, I was telling you that just imagine what it's like to face your fears, that, you know, it takes a lot of courage to face your past and admit your mistakes. But once you get over that hurdle, it's just so much brighter that you don't have to live with that same pain again, and that you could break that cycle. Mm-hmm. What would you say to a person who was in your shoes not too long ago?
You know, it's going to sound cliche what I got to say about this, because it's like just having the belief that there is a way, you know, and that you could find, and that just, even if it's a little bit, just a little bit, you just need a little bit of it. Just something that would make you believe like, hey, like there is a way for this. And it's like what they say, you know, you must, what you fail to receive, it comes from what you fail to believe. And I just knew in my gut that I was just like, okay, if I do this, I know there's going to come good out of it. I know I'm going to heal. Like, but then you have that inner voice that's going to tell you every reason not to do it, you know, every reason why you shouldn't. And the beauty about that is that, like, focusing on what you want, right? And I knew what I wanted, and knew it was uncomfortable. But like, I just, as soon as I felt like I was like, okay, I'm going to do this, like, I didn't hesitate. I didn't let the other voices come in my head. I ignored those voices. I chose to go and trust my gut. Like, that's just like, a lot of people feel like they lose their intuition. And I've never been more intuitive now. And I just like, you know what? Like, somebody made me reach out to you. I was like, let me reach out to her. Let me see her work. Let me do this. Let me do that. But I feel like when you're in that decision-making process and you're fear-based versus like really outcome-based, and you really just want to focus on what you want, like that, the people who hesitate, I just want to say like, dude, right now is the fucking time to grow right now. Like, from everything that's going on, like, you owe it to yourself. You owe it to everyone around you to heal and address these emotions, because like, you're going to face it sooner or later, you know? And if you face it now and you face it sooner, like, you're only going to get closer to what you want, period. Or else you're just going to have more of a struggle, more of resistance, more of pain, more of all that. Like what you said, imagine if you didn't have that in your life. Like, and some people can't even imagine that shit, you know? Some people can't even imagine it. That's why they fear. That's why they stay stuck, you know? But that certain belief, when you pour in belief and you gave me belief, and I feel like I just needed that little cup of belief, just a little sip. And I feel like when you can pour that to someone, then you can step forward. So it does take a little bit of consistency. It does take uncomfortability, but you know, that success is right over that wall of fear.
That is really motivational. Thank you for that. Anything else that you want to add to anybody else who might be listening?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you who this is not for. This is not for somebody who is not willing, who is not open-minded, you know, because if you're not receptive to this work, you're not gonna get the full benefit of this. You're not, the thing is, it's like, that, you know, maybe you don't trust yourself right now. Maybe that's a big thing. And that was a big thing for me too. So if you don't trust yourself, like, and you can't accept to go in this process, like, don't bother, like, do some other work to get to this point, to be allowed to yourself to be receptive and trust the process. Trust the fucking process. Like, right now I'm focused so much on trusting myself, trust in the universe, trust and like Hannah, like when she was doing her work, right? I was like, let me, like, the things I was saying was weird, the things I was feeling was weird, like there's like some hesitation there, and like, you know what, I said trust it, just fucking trust it. There's a reason why I invested my money in this, there's a reason why I did this, like, I'm trusting it, you know. And maybe trust is a big fucking word for you right now. Maybe that word is non-existent for you, you know, and that's okay. That's okay. So I'm saying to the, it's not for you if you don't trust yourself. And if you're in the process of wanting to trust yourself, like, you just need to strengthen that trust with yourself by really getting clear about what you want. And are you attracting negative shit in your life right now and you're not getting the things that you want, well, that's a great fucking thing right now, because that's clarity of what you don't want. So you can get closer to what you do want.
Yeah, that's awesome. And yeah, I think you had some hesitation about trusting yourself, but you knew you could do it. So even if you have hesitations and you don't trust yourself fully, but you trust the process and you trust that you know you can get results, is really who it's for. I 100% agree with that. You have to trust the process. As weird as it is, as interesting as all the stuff that I make you do, I won't give it all away here, but it works. It really does. So thank you so much for sharing what you had to say. And I just really appreciate you. I know good things are coming.
Yeah. Awesome.